speeding.
That's not where my eyes are. She says, hey, my front teeth are up here. And I say,
and open it up to the beginning of the Tom Cruise interview. There's a picture of Tom Cruise.
Nobody will know.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
And you can't ever say.
My two front teeth.
And I know. And I won't ever tell.
Oh, all I want
the mystery
for Christmas
of all eternity
front
will
front
remain unsolved.
Front
I made you do it.
It hadn't already been driven there at 60 miles an hour years ago.
And crashed into a wall of noise.
Crash!
And
oh, that was most unfortunate.
Frustrating wall of futility.
I haven't been in any sort of car crash. I'm not in some J.G. Ballard novel.
Well, too late. You let these rumors leak out.
Hey, Phineas Narco's having a big 60th birthday party online.
There need be all this smegma attached.
I can't attend it. I have a conflict, but maybe Phineas would settle down if people would give him a little
Yes, everything is peaceful
now. No,
life
is not here.
Dominatrix has made sure that lies is not to allow.
Yes, and she can answer all of your questions.
Whatever.
She doesn't answer questions.
The point is, now that means that you are cued in.
Yes.
Now you are grooving with the cosmic essence.
Yeah, okay, the cosmic whatever, I'm sure.
It's a real beat thing, dude. That's right. You're focused on the locus and getting some traction on the action.
So get the lead out of your tread.
Getting the lead out of your tread.
Yeah, follow the robot's rules of order.
Of grace that is floating about
without faction.
Yeah.
And a call to action.
Let me try some
being
of that.
Average
yeah.
and life's
oh,
every
yeah, let's
action.
Let's try the special
fella named Norn of Wisdom.
Satisfaction. No, I've never had it before.
Killed his average wife, wrecked his average life.
Well, I
by refusing
one story.
To bear him a fraction.
And then there was, you know, the other thing.
The other.
Softer
thing.
And wimpier and more careful, more safe.
Less concussive for
well,
cranium.
Yeah. And I understand, you know, the brain does take a terrible
keep both
beating,
hands on
but
the
these are adults yeah. that are free to choose what they want.
I
well, that's between you and you.
I am a robot.
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. Boop.
You know, I gave it
with
the
chicken feather.
In show world, Alejandro de Robot.
A rampaging radar activated robot.
Known as Roger. Roger the robot.
The robots have won.
Just use this little hand control device.
Right,
they may obey it or they may not.
Now we find out it's different. That makes me mad. I thought they were just
that supposed to be your robot.
Just like that clock.
Rock notes had said, yeah.
Yes,
I can't even take a big hammer, a big sledgehammer. I'm going to move that rock.
Don't mess with it.
Really?
It's just too slow. The puzzling evidence, it's just somebody's ego.
You mean the puzzling evidence slow? Yeah. What the? Well, I guess that was the end of that.
The future doesn't want to be communicated with.
Now what am I going to do?
What
Not
are you
that way.
Do?
He wants us to send a message in a bottle.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's about to strike six. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm actually calling you. I'm actually
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
We knew that. The memory blank, you say?
Yeah, the blank memory bank.
The
less blank.
The system 3x5 card, grubbly fingered by leaders of 7th graders.
Yeah, I just
the
came
disgusting.
Up in the morning and listened to
myself. Revolting.
Well, we like to hear you listening to yourself, you know? Because isn't it a better world for all the different...
It's a circle, as it were.
Kind of makes you want to go out and buy a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Kind of makes you
If it's
wanna,
bread, it's a wonder.
Wanna, and then it makes you
feel so good.
And then I
Flash Gordon, he flies to the stars.
Yes, the multi.
Flash Gordon, he flies to the stars. But we know he's lying, cause folks that are trying can't even reach Venus or Mars.
Jonathan.
Zhang Jie said he had not heard of Donald Trump when he registered the English name of his company, Shenzhen Trump Industrial Company Limited, as a trademark sold in 2002. In Chinese, the company name means innovate universally, he said, highlighting how the toilet seats warm and wash the user's backside. That Chinese name, he explained,
they wash
also
the
sounds
user's
a little
backside?
Like
it's some
Trump.
Kind of foreign,
so
Frenchified
the need for
French
toilet paper?
Well,
yes, that's the idea.
I'm not that certain that
whole
I understand
forests will not have to be sacrificed. But they don't have to be sacrificed anyway
they
if they were only
yet.
Listening
they
to me. The
Japanese
solution is what
have all sorts of things like that already.
They're
and
so
this
advanced.
Is Chinese.
They have a very advanced
this
culture.
This is a new technical innovation.
You can tell how advanced
Republic.
A culture is.
All
by
paper
how
can
much
be made out of hemp, a renewable resource, not cutting down the last trees on Earth.
Direct correlation.
Well, some would feel that they had gone soft.
The more expensive the toilet,
yes,
the more innovative.
They cracked
the
up
turlet,
and went
eh?
And
yeah, bang, they cracked
because
up and went sappy.
They no longer have to struggle
minds,
against the
minds.
Elements. They don't
the
have
elephants.
To fight woolly mammoths
right, yeah.
The way we used to.
No,
who's going to fight
they sit on
so short.
Hey, no personal remarks, please. It gets longer.
Turn to channel 12.
I don't have a TV. Okay.
Oh, no TV?
Monitor.
Here we go.
Well, jack yourself into the
you know, you can
matrix.
Send and get plans for that.
It's 4:45 in the morning.
If you have a skull
confusion
jack, you can just put the
will
jack
keep
in
you
there and jack
happy
in there.
The whole time.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail of water.
Distributed through
jack
the
fell down and broke his crown. Jill came tumbling in.
Just want a lot of love. We're a show that's all about
I need love.
Yeah. Remember
fake
we were
news
I was trying to get there.
On the love. Then up Jack got and home did trot as fast as he could caper and went to bed to mend his head with vinegar and brown paper.
The future and the past at the same time.
Jill came in and she did grin to see his paper plaster.
Well, if you have to miss somebody, something, hold on.
Mommy backhanded her across the face. For Mommy was the master.
Give her some.
Thank you. Thanks very much. We're a little... welcome to Dougville.
Yeah.
Huh? This is your Quonset hut.
Ooh. Oh, that's, Flash, this just in. Artificial brains control country.
From the Elon Musk rat.
I'm not here.
Please remove yourself from the
verification system.
Now.
Yeah.
Please remove yourself from the verification
right now?
System.
Now. During the show.
I don't know if I want to do that. I've got a good guest. I've got Michael Pepe here. I'm not going to take anything away from the verification system.
You can confuse him and abuse him, and you can do it again.
Amusing but confusing. Here.
Here's their little song now.
La 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 la
no.
Too much of your love.
Yeah, you're trying to take advantage of me. I can tell by your song.
And Bertha's gone. She'd be all over us for doing this stuff.
Well, we took care of her.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm an all-time listener, and I get confused when this gibberish is on the air.
Man,
I'm stuck in the gibberish channel.
Gibber, 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 give me one of them.
When the sheeted dead did squeak and gibber in the streets.
Couldn't you turn up this guy a little bit more so he'd echo in my headphones like...
He just fall off the turnip truck? Yuck, 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 yuck.
Well, no one can. It's an act of faith.
Oh, good God.
But now you're coming through clear as a bell.
Well, you'll have to keep me in.
Well, yeah, we're having some equipment trouble. Just hold on, please.
Ding or zing or something like that.
A horn is to blow.
You really want to know what a bell is? I was all prepared to bell the cat at the beginning of the program, but...
When the bell at the lighthouse rings ding-dong...
when it clangs with its warning loud and long. Then a sailor will think of his sweetheart so true and long for the day he sails back to you. And so over the sea, my bonny Kate, I will sail upon wings of song.
Well, this may be true, but all I know is what I see
in the lighthouse ring.
When they came at me with that big gas mask and stuck it over my face, I heard a thousand orchestras, saw a million different lights.
Did this mothership have a giant flapping hondrel, or was there something else that you could...
When I was a young man, before my beard was gray, all to ships and sailoring I gave me heart away. But I'm weary of the tides, and I am weary of the foam and the little streams of doom.
Well, you know, I noticed something very unusual about this giant eye. It never seemed to blink. It was always staring at you.
And the little streams of doom.
Well, let's not be too uncomplimentary here. I thought it was well worth a dollar and very entertaining and kind of believable.
Well worth a dollar.
Well, I had to do something. I was just looking at that eye. It was almost hypnotic.
How were you?
The hypnotic eye.
Right there and then.
Well, I'm not sure. In fact, just thinking about it makes me more hypnotic.
Listen to me very carefully.
Hypnotic,
right.
Eh?
When you wake from the trance in just a moment, you will not remember my command. You will simply execute it.
Execute the command.
Execute command E.
Execute Dr. Hell.
Execute Dr. Hell.
No, no, no. You're getting it all wrong.
You're only in rapport with the sound of my voice.
Sound of your
Shall I turn him over to you?
Can you feel my hand on your forehead?
Hand in my wallet.
Can you still feel it?
Now withdraw five more dollars and mail them to KPFA Radio, Berkeley, California.
KPFA Radio, Berkeley, California.
It's the happening sound.
54 in a seedy part of New York City,
where they have CDs
so I've never
still.
Ever seen anything like this. See, it was, by golly, the most incredible thing I've ever done in my... Hey.
Kurt Steiner is trying to go straight. He's got
here?
A job as an entertainer, which he takes dead seriously, and he's married to a woman named Rutabaga. Trouble escalates when Kurt becomes hooked on shooting pool. He says it's an incredible adventure.
With a capital P, that stands for pool.
Exhibiting the brand of deadpan humor endemic to the film, the submarine sinks below the surface, and the film is never seen.
And the submarine never came up again. Until discovered a few years ago, stuck on the bottom.
It's being rushed to us.
The rushes aren't any problem to anybody anymore. They have so much trouble, they're not going to bother anybody.
That ain't true anymore. I'm sorry, I can't,
Well, every day I go take my long sojourn to that P.O. box.
Every day to myself I say, how can you be such a freak? And I guess it's just part of your mystique when we're dancing cheek to cheek. Look in the refrigerator back there. There might be a leftover sandwich or something.
You hear anybody out there? Hello? See?
Just look in the refrigerator. That little refrigerator.
All right, let's see it.
We'll have Pepe on Relodio one of these days. Yes, another question, please.
I'm going to get to work on this. I'm going to build the set.
Get to work. Perhaps there's something I could do.
Songs are going to be knocked.
Maybe if...
It might take a little while. Here, so.
It might, but I'm going to... let's just... Well, you know, I guess it won't hurt.
This is the part where...
against all the rules. I could be tossed out of this.
I hope that
I could be bounced out of this.
Don't want to lose all my faith in you.
If I go ahead and...
There's still a way to buy your way into it.
That's part of the new station.
That's supposed to make it better now. As it turns out, I didn't lose all of my faith in humanity.
Hey, there's a call coming in. I think I'd better get it.
There's one human out there.
I sank that chip. It's a ghost chip.
Look, there's Connie on deck.
Whoa, it's scary.
Connie on deck.
Yeah, I hear she's batting 485, and there's two men on base.
Yeah.
Activate Flagella. Prepare to launch Silverfish number 1 and 2.
My heart beats loud. Are those her sails that glance in the sun like restless gossamer?
Are those her ribs through which the sun doth peer as through a grate? And is that woman all her crew? Is that a death? And are there two? Is death that woman's mate? Her lips were red, her looks were free, her locks were yellow as gold, her skin was white as leprosy. The nightmare life in death was she who thicks man's blood with cold. The naked hulk alongside came, and the twain were casting dice. "The game is done, I've won, I've won," quoth she, and whistles thrice. The sun's rim dips, the stars rush out, at one stride comes the dark. With far-heard whisper o'er the sea, off shot the spectre bark. We listened and looked sideways up, fear at my heart as from a cup my lifeblood seemed to sip. The stars were dim and thick the night. The steersman's face by his lamp gleamed white. From the sails the dew did drip till clomb above the eastern bar the horned moon with one bright star within the nether tip.
I just want to apologize to the callers and say...
And how frustrating it can be when we can't get all the calls on the air. And we realize our time is very limited. This week we've added staff to answer the phone lines. And if you would like to join us on the air, keep dialing until you get through. That number is 1-800...
No.
All the lines on the
we
air?
Aren't going to give away that number.
Pedophiles in Courage
the files
by John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Well, I had to defile that file.
Play. And Nambler the Clown. That's 848-4425.
Don't be confused.
No. That's the wrong number.
Propaganda.
You can't call this station. That's the number of KPFA. But you can't call here. They got rid of the phone.
Well, when you finish,
I'm looking right at it, but it doesn't work. Believe me, that's the way it is here at radio, whatever this is.
Whistling evidence.
Whittling, yes. That's one of his tools. As well as acupuncture, he can do a lot.
Blow ballast tanks.
Let's resurface. You know, they're still working on that submarine picture. We shot some of it just last month, and more is to come.
Yes, we're going to go out to the roof right now, and we're going to...
Roof
we're
rats.
We're going to shoot some roof rats and drink some coffee, so we hope you'll all be...
Coffee? Why isn't there a coffee machine in here? But no one looks up from his personal devices as Jesus Bob
Payne
comes streaming radiantly down through the clouds. The dreadful judge spreads his throne in middle heaven, but finally they notice something's going on and they hold up their phones to take pictures to the blazing sky.
Right,
but I can't get to Art Spiegelman to go for it, though. When the dead come out of their graves, I'm going to take a
squint. And monsters walk the earth.
Right.
Surrounded.
Okay, I'm up. Let's keep going. K-Rob, behind you.
What?
No, don't shoot. It's a listener.
I just got rid of one. I can't seem to get the other seven. Who would turn off this show?
Yeah, what? I know, really. I mean,
what a turnoff.
Until we find out who it was.
Where's your cell phone? I'm going to start calling.
Start with the A's.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you like me on Facebook. It doesn't show up on YouTube.
Yeah. And apparently, you imagine that
it's part of our cell phone cell celebration.
Facebook. I think that's right.
So that went nowhere.
Well, it went somewhere.
Still need a hammer.
This is going out at the speed of light.
Driving yourself over the edge.
But you're right, you know. Pretending to listen is the greatest gift.
When you're right, you're right.
Damn.
But with a new knife.
Uh-oh. You can open the spine and remove the tingler.
Especially if you're one of our favorite callers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tingler has just entered this movie theater.
And the hearty Hi-Yo
Silver. The Ranger's on a bum trip again.
As faithful Indian companion Tonto.
Hiya, hiya. No, not
yes,
Squanto.
So.
Me, Tonto.
With Foley people and scripts.
But where was
Slow
your question?
Slow them down.
We were waiting for it to come flying in there somewhere.
Yeah,
it never came in.
Scalp is
busy now, so shoot it in.
Can you hear me, Chief?
We can hear you.
Colonel Frank.
Even though you don't think we can hear you, sometimes we actually can hear you.
Colonel Frank M. Stein.
Yes. His question is...
Oh, it's just amazing.
Well, there are many things to question, and now let's speak of the problems of space exploration. A little while ago, I said that Flash Gordon flies to the stars, but we know he's lying because folks that are trying can't even reach Venus or Mars. Of course, that was just a slight exaggeration for the purpose of metrical regularity. Flash Gordon doesn't fly to the stars. He never made it out there. That's a long way away. But he did have an opportunity to visit another planet when the wandering world of Mongo wandered nearby our own solar system, causing great disruption here on planet Earth. And it was objected to by Martians and all sorts of other inhabitants of the other planets. It took Flash Gordon, a polo player, to straighten it out. Of course, we're speaking of the actual Flash Gordon and not the movie, which had a football player in a wife-beater T-shirt. That is not the Flash Gordon, although he was blonde, but that's something. So, as humans have endeavored to launch themselves and their machines beyond Earth, that maxim that space is hard has been proved again and again. It is so. Even to hit the moon without smashing your apparatus into flinders is hard. It's hard to land on the moon. And yet, in 2023, India successfully touched down on the moon. On August 23rd, an Indian spacecraft successfully landed on the moon, a first for a South Asian country. The feat of hitting the moon was first accomplished nearly 60 years ago by the former Soviet Union's robotic Luna 9 probe, but other attempts by other nations have been fraught with failure. But India succeeded, the Chandrayaan 3 mission, which launched July 14th, delivered the Vikram lander and the Pragyan rover to the south pole of the moon, a region previously unvisited by spacecraft and thought to contain water ice. Such reservoirs of water ice would provide a crucial source of drinking water for any future lunar inhabitants, as well as hydrogen for fuel. An instrument aboard the Pragyan rover has been collecting data about the composition of the surface near the South Pole. This was the country's second attempt at a lunar landing following the crash of Chandrayaan 2's lander in 2019. Vikram's landing catapults India into a rarefied group of nations that have successfully made a controlled soft landing rather than an uncontrolled hard landing on the moon. The United States, the former Soviet Union, and China. India's success, however, follows close on the heels of recent failures by other countries. On April 25th, Japan's Hakuto R Mission 1 lander crashed on the moon's surface. According to iSpace, the private company that developed the mission, the crash occurred because onboard software miscalculated the lander's altitude above the lunar surface. The lander was slated to touch down in Atlas Crater on the near side of the moon and study lunar dust. And in the equatorial latitudes of the moon on the near and far side, dust is about all they have, and there's good reason for that. Then on August 19th, Russia's Luna 25 lander also crashed into the moon. The car-sized spacecraft had been orbiting the moon for several days when, according to Russia's space agency, communications were lost after the craft fired its engines during pre-landing maneuvers. Luna 25 was bound for the vicinity of Boguslavsky Crater, near the moon's south pole, where it would have studied the moon's surface and tenuous atmosphere. Despite the moon being just under 400,000 kilometers from Earth, it is a challenging target for spacecraft seeking to land. That's in large part because our nearest celestial neighbor largely lacks an atmosphere. You see, when you land on a planet, you want to deploy a parachute, and that'll slow you down. But if the atmosphere is so negligible as to be almost non-existent, as on the moon, though they do have some kind of an atmosphere, the parachute is useless, and it's hard to make a soft landing. The only way to slow yourself down is with rockets. And that's where things get tricky, since firing a rocket means controlling its orientation and thrust. If something were to go awry, the moon's gravity, while only one-sixth that of Earth, is strong enough to slam a spacecraft into the surface with enough force to destroy it. Spacecraft landing on a comet or asteroid have it easier because those bodies' gravitational fields are generally so weak, there's little danger of a crash. There's also the challenge of determining a safe landing site on the moon. An area that appears smooth as seen from orbit might in fact be littered with boulders or other obstacles. A spacecraft's software must be capable of evaluating the terrain on its own. Relying on human operators on Earth isn't feasible because there's too long of a lag in communications due to the finite speed of light. You're always 2.5 seconds behind, even with such a nearby target as our satellite, the moon. Even so, the moon remains an appealing target. Japan's Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, or SLIM, S-L-I-M, that mission is slated to launch later. If all goes well, the probe will eventually touch down near Scioli Crater on the moon's near side. Thank you.
one should. These pioneer sketches, the antics of a backwoods gambler, a matter of gross abysses of taste, and the flush times of the old Southwest, a landmark in the development of rough-edged American humor tradition. In 1844, puzzling evidence bounded out of the brush into American picaresque literature with both hobnailed...
Russian hammer built a wall.
John Wayne, John Held, John Law. I'm sick of all of them.
How about John Held Jr.?
That's all the cash we need.
See, because the moon's atmosphere is so tenuous, it can't do much to slow down its constant bombardment by micrometeorites. Here, on Earth, the center of the lunar orbit, our atmosphere burns most of them up, except the ones that are just too big to burn entirely. Those become meteorites. And hit our planet. But even they are reduced in size by the ordeal of traveling through a thick atmospheric layer. But the moon is constantly bombarded, and in the equatorial regions and its temperate regions, there is hardly a standing mountain or anything but the larger craters. But at the South Pole, where the lunar ice is to be found, there the moon has sharp features.
I wouldn't need any.
Pointed mountains, deep craters, canyons, cliffs, and valleys. And in some of these, the ice has never been hit by the rays of the sun, which would vaporize it. Thus, it is primordial ice. Ice is found in space in great quantities. Of course, it bombards the Earth, which is the source of Earth's water. But it is usually vaporized in the atmosphere. On the moon, this ancient ice has been undisturbed for millions of years. Now, when you look at the moon, what do you see? That lunar disk, how big is it? How can you determine the size? Well, sir, if the moon's disk that you see were flat and not the view of a sphere from one side of it, that flattened disk would just about cover the continent of North America, with a little of Canada peeking out and a lot of Mexico. That's how big the disk of the moon is, and the sphere is only about one-sixth of the size of our Earth. Yes. Yes.
This is the turn down the sound card show.
They give special turn down service for your room. I'm here for your turn down service.
July 22nd, 1969.
So, but you could go in your own theater and Elvis or Marilyn Monroe would be here. So that's
Neil Armstrong, the all-American boy,
program Vegas Elvis,
first put his size 12 lunar boot on the moon's surface.
Elvis is there, but it just doesn't ever come up.
With the words, so that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
He was the most. It was little baby Elvis.
Baby Elvis? Oh, my.
monster.
I wish to see Alice again.
Well, you won't. You go right ahead and wish. It's all elective. Now few behemoths display signs of growing up fast in the realm of active black holes. Fewer supermassive black holes may undergo growth spurts than astronomers had suspected. Every known large galaxy hosts a gargantuan black hole at its center, including our own galaxy, the Milky Way. Some of those behemoths experience bursts of beefing up, during which time they blaze brightly. But recent observations from the JWST, the James Webb Space Telescope, turned up far fewer of these active black holes than expected. If confirmed, this finding raises questions about how some supermassive black holes grow so big, and what, if any, impact they have on the galaxies they inhabit. Huge black holes, such as the one at the center of the Milky Way, tend to be pretty quiet. Occasionally, a surge of interstellar detritus rains down on them, often following a collision with another galaxy, creating a period of fast growth called an active galactic nucleus, or AGN. Here, the heart of the host galaxy emits a lot of light at all wavelengths as the influx of material swirling around the black hole heats up. AGNs can outshine their host galaxies, and they are the brightest persistent sources of light in the universe. Now the James Webb Space Telescope's infrared eyes are expected to find a lot of these active black holes based on data from other space-based infrared telescopes. Seen as they were at the peak of cosmic star formation roughly 10 billion years ago because of the temporal limits established by the speed of light, the Spitzer galaxies were all relatively bright and massive. Because the telescope is more sensitive than Spitzer, it's capable of spotting fainter galaxies in the same epoch that are more comparable in size to the Milky Way. Yet, out of the nearly 500 galaxies that the James Webb Space Telescope spotted, all observed for the first time, just 6% appear to contain AGNs. That is to say, active galactic nuclei. We are actually probing a new population of galaxies. The data comes from the far reaches of the universe. A region that our new space telescopes has made more accessible than ever. The newfound galaxies appear to be filled with dust. It's possible that fast-growing black holes are hiding in these distant, dusty galaxies, and researchers just don't have the technical capabilities to identify them yet. But if there really aren't as many of these fast-growing black holes as once thought, it would throw astronomers' understanding of black hole and galaxy formation for a loop. Supermassive black holes can weigh as much as several billion suns. This phase is thought to be an important step for gathering so much mass. Maybe all galaxies don't go through this active phase, and their black holes grow pretty slowly. This would mean that some supermassive black holes would need to have started out relatively hefty rather than growing up from comparably tiny objects. An active black hole doesn't just grow quickly in isolation.
It also affects its host galaxy. It gets really, really hot in an active galactic nucleus. That can make it harder for the host galaxy to form stars, which need comparatively cool gas to get started. And the pressure around a rapidly accreting supermassive black hole can be powerful enough to launch winds like a trillion hurricanes just ripping through your galaxy. These winds could in turn make things too unstable near the galaxy's center for planets to form that are capable of sustaining life. But if many black holes aren't going through an active galactic nuclear phase, most galaxies may not be influenced by supermassive black holes all that much. And there could be another explanation for the dearth of these active supermassive black holes. Many of them might grow via bursts of activity that happen more quickly than a typical active galactic nucleus. The faster a process happens, the lower the chance we can detect it. We'd have to be looking at the right patch of the sky with the right tool at the right time. If the black holes flicker for brief spurts, you're never going to find these things. You're never going to be able to understand how the black holes are growing and growing. More answers could be coming soon, with 4,000 galaxies to look at.
You can slice them up and dice them up, and they still
form.
Light of the planaria.
If only humans had the same abilities.
Oh, they're so cute. Look,
well, in a sense, they do, but you
they
really don't want that.
They thought they were gods.
Bye.
All right, kid. Go away. You bother me.
This group of annelids in the great chain of being.
Oh, that's
worms.
Interesting. They're actually called. They are part of the metazoa, believe it or not.
But they do no harm to humans, for the most part. A, P, Goldie?
The harm goes in the other direction.
Just let the air out of that.
No. Now we're getting calls. People are interested in this scientific explication.
No diseases or infirmities of the flesh for the human, unlike other worms, which are quite invasive and intrusive.
And he's in pain!
That's dead.
That K-Rob show on All Night Long appears on all sorts of shows.
On alt.krob.
Eighth grade show.
I know.
It's just detention. Like detention.
Jazz hands, everybody. I'm cold. Here in the freezing darkness of outer space.
Mighty show.
I want warmth. Life-giving, life-affirming warmth.
The show has returned.
Warm me, somebody. Warm me ere I freeze.
Radio program.
They're way beyond my pay grade.
Wow. This is a technically complicated program.
You know,
many
decided,
different
I'm
scientific aspects.
Above my pay grade. Everything's above my pay grade now. I'm just going to live free and
or die.
Steal what I can from the rich.
God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, am I on?
Yes, I didn't think we were going to be able to bring up.
This is not mind control. This is not mind control. This is not mind control.
Session that we were promised. We were supposed to have that session. It should have happened already. But I thought we could get together and look at some of the models so we can
showing pictures of his messy bedroom.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
And he took nasty. He took his love to town.
Along with Ruby. Ruby. And Ruby.
Exactly. So anyway.
What is with that song? Why would Ruby do that? She's so mean. Nobody would be
She's
like that.
Just a mean ass.
Because the guy, legs all Ruby. Bent and paralyzed in the crazy Asian war, so she didn't want him.
I was
no
talking
more.
About Jack
she didn't
Ruby.
Want him.
Jack Ruby. Well,
well, Jack Ruby. Why did Jack Ruby do that to him?
His roommate.
Why does Jack Ruby
want
to go to town?
Ruby, don't take your move.
And I didn't even know Jack Ruby had this hit. This sort of
love.
I'm sure this kind of love was not the.
This love was forbidden was back Marley. In those days. This wasn't an open love. This was a hidden love. One that...
The fact that
Ruby, Jack Ruby, was being sung about.
For you young people,
he was living with a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed.
George Senator.
George Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
That was Arthur Bremmer.
Looking at a list of my friends. Wrong place on
Imagine
Facebook.
If George Wallace had been elected president.
Damn.
And General Curtis LeMay, vice president.
There's an alternate history movie that would be funny.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
The nuclear holocaust that was started by Sarah Palin is going on, and she is helicoptered out of Washington, D.C., and taken to an Arctic location where she goes underground and as she approaches this disc set in the floor, her hand changes into like a monster hand. Nice. She presses it against the floor, it opens, she goes down there, and now she's in the hollow earth with pterodactyls and bizarre.
Is she like a lizard?
No, well, her hand is, and clump, 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 here comes Hitler riding on a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and says, now we can begin the work. And the Tyrannosaurus goes like, Heil. With his little hand, and oh, Sarah gives him a Heil back, but and that turns it into a the finger. Pardon me. I'm sure you can take care of that with in post.
We'll edit that out in post production.
Yeah, with the monster hand. Yeah, you know. And
I'll
then
have
they
to take that out of all the different places I podcast.
And then they say the underground world is amazing with plasma rays supporting a little suspended planet. Flying pterodactyls,
in black
weird
now.
Cities.
I'll kick in $20 if they can raise the dough.
Making fun of what I was thinking of one of the, I guess I'll say it again, tropes that it shows up a lot. Nazis on the moon, Hitler on dinosaurs, cowboys on dinosaurs. I took pictures of cowboys on dinosaurs. I took pictures of the subgenius dinosaurs and the subgenius cowboys just before. And here you guys have it in your rubber stamp. You know, they're just these images.
We had
are popping up in the culture
on the
right
dinosaur early on. Was an early motif. That
you bet. And it's got
it appealed to Dallas boys, cowboy sensibility.
Oh, me too.
And we were riding around.
I'm sure it's all because of I read the haunted tape.
Plus, we grew up where dinosaurs' footsteps were right within our walking distance of our little homes.
And what about Our Army at War and Star Spangled Combat, where GIs constantly did fight dinosaurs on Pacific Island?
Oh, man, those were awesome.
Yeah, because I would go live on some islands, and we would go out as 11 and 12-year-olds into the boondocks and do that. Play those out storyboard.
The irony is none of those Pacific islands actually had dinosaurs because they're geologically more young than they were.
See, comic book artists corrupting. That's why the Hayes Commission should have just stamped on that thing and said no more cheap paper in America, no more cheap eggs.
No more cheap.
That way, no comic books would be able to pollute their minds.
Well, they practically did anyway.
And especially
I like those lurid Charles Bureau covers. Those are just awesome.
Destroyed forever by the Kieferorfer Commission.
Yeah.
It was against the rules to have the word weird on a comic book cover or show Maw defeated inside of thigh. I mean, there was a whole list of things that could not
crime
be shown.
Crime suspense
the
stories, no
the
more
The word
those.
Crime itself could not be on the cover of a comic
whole big collection of the digital versions of crime suspense stories. Awesome.
Well, those were wonderful. Those were EC crime suspense stories. But there were the Charles Bureau ones, though, were a lot meaner in a way.
That was just crime, wasn't it?
Yeah. They were supposed to be cautionary tales showing you that crime does not pay and so on, but that was the last panel, and the rest of the whole story was the gangster running amok and doing whatever he wanted.
Digital Comics Museum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, then you can join it for free, and they've got thousands and thousands of public domain comic books. You know, after a certain number of years, these comic books pre a certain era can all be put on the internet now.
No, Lord, I'll never have time to do anything once I discover that. I won't be holding those comics in my hands, will I? So,
And online with the comics in your hand. That's true. And that's the unfun of all of this. It doesn't matter. It's moving on, and you can get so much more for your money now in a footnote, but there was nothing like holding the stinky comic in your hand at your friend's house, because at my house, comics were very bulk.
Yes, huge pile on the bed or somewhere of Superman comics.
Yeah, go to Digital Comics Museum if you're a comics lover.
You know what? At some point, the computer will be able to spritz in your face the smell of the cheap...
The old newsprint.
It's the best site for downloading free public domain Golden Age comics.
We brought you kids out here to see the farm and the animals, and all you do is sit up in that room reading those comics.
All files here have been researched by our staff
and users a choice
to make sure they are copyright free and in the public domain. To start downloading, just register an account and enjoy these great comic books.
Books, Mom.
Yes, these are
books.
Yeah. Tell your mother these Name are books that count as books.
Well, they have to be read, don't they? I mean, they are books, or they're at least
you can
literature.
Go and see, like, Ace Comics and their baffling mysteries.
Baffling
mysteries.
Oh, baffling.
What an awesome
Yeah, baffling mysteries. As if a mystery wasn't baffling, you know. Oh, this mystery is not remotely baffling. It's still a mystery somehow. Yeah, I'd like to see how that works. Anyway.
And all the Charlton comics are out there. Oh,
I believe that was pronounced.
Charlton.
That was pronounced Carlton, I
Carlton,
think.
Right.
And they were terrible. They were even worse than the other comics.
They
were pretty bad, but they did have Steve Ditko.
And they loved him.
And they were probably
They had Ditko drawing Reptosaurus the Terrible and Konga comics, which weren't too bad, even though they were based on movies which were terrible. Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle was not Carlton.
Do you remember Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle?
Yeah, I do.
The most haywire, insane, beyond psychedelic.
I loved it, actually. When I went to visit Stang, he had a complete run of them, but I didn't have time to read them.
Moderation in this thing, so they just kept piling on the impossibilities. So,
I'm sure I read them because I remember that stupid.
The underground, undersea world of giant dinosaurs, where the muscle-bound blonde muscle man Kona lives, is invaded by giant sharks and giant insects, and suddenly everything's giant. Everything's totally out of the. You know, the sharks are eating the dinosaurs, eating the insects. You know, they're trying to deal with it all.
Subgenius world.
Yeah, but it's too much because for a good story of that kind, there should be only one thing that is hard to believe, and everything else must be extremely easy to believe. But you can't do it if everything's whacked out. But these comic book hacks didn't know or care about that.
If he can defeat a 60-foot dinosaur, I'm sure he can defeat a monster cat. Although, I don't know, a monster cat might move.
Monster cat's a pretty dangerous thing, as our ancestors knew.
For Dell Comics, up until 1962, Dell had been the official comic book publisher for Western Publishing, the licensor for Walt Disney.
Well, hello, VJ Pussycat. I don't know if you got my message earlier that we'll be starting later for Reloadio tomorrow, since we have to come from different places that will take up our time.
Project runs, considering the fact that they're considered the inferior comic book company.
Who is an inferior comic book company? Well, maybe the one I worked for, Rip-Off Comics. It was inferior at the time because the person who ran it was not interested in quality, but only in the impossible mission of trying to make a comic book company pay off. That was Fred Todd. And Fred and I had our differences. But when Gilbert Shelton came back, he did want to print my comics, and so it started to happen. But by then it was almost too late. I did some stories for them, some covers for them, and I lettered the balloons of European comics to turn their dialogue balloons into English. That was another gig I had at Rip-Off Comics.
Contact car The Otto Show.
You led us to believe you had problem solved.
Was very much.
So you're a subgenius, are you? Well, let's inspect your beautiful new home.
Because
as a subgenius,
is this the one where you can throw the baby on the floor and it'll just bounce and not hurt the baby?
All built of GH plastic.
People.
Plastic.
Heavily fiber. Mere molecules thick.
My wife.
Here's the 200-mile Trail of Tears golf course.
Looking.
And you'll be splashing in the Olympic-sized acid-filled swimming pool.
Now you're talking.
Yes, and it's real acid.
There's a shoe polish stand.
As a subgenius, you'll be entitled to benefits which last your entire lifetime.
Oh, man, those benefits.
There'll be a place for the wife and the kids. Not to mention the old folks, too. And it's all happening at Subgenius Acres and Condominium Terrace Golf Club.
Subgenius.
Subgenius.
If you're a subgenius, you can stand tall for what is right.
Subgenius elevators.
And for what you believe. As an American and a subgenius. Call today.
No, it's not from a rerun. K-Rob won't be at Relodio until midnight, and I am going to a special event that will not release me at the time I usually show up. But we'll be getting it going. Don't you worry about that. K-Rob's been working on Relodio all week, fixing it up, adding new technical contraptions.
That's it, the Sacra Temple bag.
Yes, the notorious
sacramentalism or sacerdotalism or
Sacramento Fist Temple.
Sacramentoism from the state's capital.
Jerry Jeff steamroller delay over our agenda and into the hearts of the small.
Yes, it is late. If I can get there earlier, I will. But K-Rob said he wouldn't get there until midnight. So maybe we'll just be there, Puzzle, Sarah, and me. Maybe.
Inspirational kind of tune.
But when K-Rob rolls in, all will rock out.
We have hour after hour of laughs, jokes, gags.
Yes, I'm oriented toward the later part of the day. Tend to be up at night and sleep in the morning when people incessantly call and buzz and ring me.
Yes,
heart-rending plea for sympathy, toleration, and understanding. All later today
during
the Subgenius Hour of Power.
Okay, all right.
What kind of power are you talking about?
It's power to move mountains, my boy.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think you can get that bunch of garbage in my backyard when you get in that mountain?
I didn't produce it, and I'm not going to move it.
This is Laura Cox.
It's who?
What?
Yours,
that was fast.
Truly.
Well, that was yes, certainly
you just never know at this hour what's going to happen.
Come on, caller. Call in. That's
really
it. Are you the
well
special caller? So that special caller will get the special
deal
tonight. That's the
so
special caller from Special Ed
looking for
at
you.
The Special
are
Olympics.
You?
No, special Ed's Word-O-Rama. We broadcast during the hour.
Or don't call in. Don't call 848-4425.
Don't
call my mother right now and ask her why she didn't do the show.
Your property.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Like that last caller. Who have been many hours in later, if I make the living, but an idea.
You can probably get him a date with a slab of bacon.
You can win a date with Jerry Jeff Caller by calling the show. Call now. Call 848-4425. That's 848-4425. Win a date with the country's most eligible subgenial boss, Jerry Jeff Caller.
June 15th.
Chauffeured limousine of St. Stupid.
You'll have a
wonderful things were happening.
Stupidio's restaurant. And Jerry Jeff Caller will be
and you never know whether that's in store or not. That's why one shouldn't close your manuscript
was halfway full of frozen yogurt in her
before it's time.
Hello. Greetings.
A buckwheat cake was in her mouth.
Each and every night, typically.
Hair was in her eye.
Says I, I'm coming from the south. Susanna, don't you cry.
Please cooperate with all government agencies, regardless of any previous commercial commitment. Time is over for debate, and any suggestion of ism except Americanism is to be eliminated from our...
They held a council standing before the river gate.
The bottom of that note.
Short time was there, ye well may guess, for musing and debate.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Service.
Pipe that Dobbs is always smoking, smoking.
The laugh
that Dobbs is always joking, joking. He's no ordinary slob.
The show of a submen.
J.
The dwellers underground and in darkness. The strange pre-Neolithic survivors entered the world. Or perchance, mutated though they be, and gnarled and twisted from their lives of tunneling without light through the subgenial substratum. They are harbingers of humanity's future state.
More hamburgers for
precursors of future man. The sublime subgenial status of future man argues the latter interpretation. Yog-Shotroth grant that it indeed be so. Oh, if you callers only knew the pathetic reality underlying your foolish procedures and jokes.
We could be wiped away in an instant.
I'm the world's largest dwarf.